You are listening to the English Heroes series. Thank you for listening to the English Like an Eagle podcast, helping your English skills fly high. From HollyTreeEnglish.com. Hello and welcome to another episode of the English Heroes series, where I bring you live interviews with English learners just like you. Before this episode officially begins, I would like to say a quick I'm sorry about taking a sudden long break from producing episodes. I want to say that I appreciate your patience with me and that I am back and ready to move forward. Thank you for waiting. This episode is part two of three in my interview with Amirreza from Iran. Amirreza is an English hero for many reasons. The reason I want to talk about today is that Amirreza made a decision to be brave and get help with his English. He made this decision knowing that he would make many mistakes and receive a lot of corrections. He also knew that some people would say that they did not want to help. But he moved forward and he is getting help with his English in a very brave way. I hope you enjoy hearing about how he is getting this help.
So, speaking of overcoming challenges, what are some things that have helped you to get to your current level of English?
If I want to be specific, if you're talking about some, for example, materials that, or some...
Materials, practice strategies, learning strategies, resources, whatever you think has been helpful.
First of all, having great teachers, I have to start off. For example, I had a very good teacher that he actually ignited my passion. So whenever I felt demotivated, I, for example, came to him. So it is very good to have a great resource, like a teacher or a tutor or somebody who is a couple of steps, forward. And in terms of learning strategies, I think that every, good learners, phenomenal learners, must have the discipline. And, learning or the journey, it's not something that you can do overnight. It takes years. So you have to, first of all, be consistent. And you have to have the discipline. And you have to struggle a lot. I see many learners that they just do what their teachers assign them or assign to them. And that's it. But when I recall and when I remember my own learning process, I clearly can see that I do extra work. So I always seek beyond. So I always was a learner who wanted to, push his limits. So I think that learners, if they really wanted to become a good learner, they have to have a very good attitude. They just should go out of the box, or, I mean, these things.
Some another very good meal or collection of food for my thoughts. Wow, that was not good English. You see, teachers make mistakes too. Definitely some more food for thought. So I think what you are saying is that if you want to be very successful at learning English, at least for you in your case, you need to go, you need to take what your teacher tells you to do and then do more.
Exactly. Because
Yes.
teachers just, I mean, teachers just illuminate the path for you, but you have to, go through it. And because we live in a world that we have many competitors, so you have to always do extra if you want to become something worthwhile or something valuable.
Now that is something for Twitter. So great. Thank you so much for sharing those thoughts. And I know that one thing you have done in terms of a practice or learning strategy is to seek out or search for someone to give you corrections and help from time to time, which is how we started getting to know each other on the italki website. And I was wondering if you could tell us about that. What started that? Why did you do that? And how has it worked for you?
So let's go back some time. See, when I was actually when I was about to graduate from that institute to, I mean, to get my obtain my certificate, my teacher told me that after this, your level of English will decrease because, and he was right, because there was or there were no classes. Because I already, finished all of their courses, so I actually believe that my level of English will decrease, especially in our country. Maybe if you are in a second language country where you can't practice English every day, maybe that is okay. But for us, it is definitely was not the case. So I knew that. That would happen for me, or will happen for me in the near future, and I was scared really, because I did not wanted to lose what I gathered over these years. So I actually thought about a solution. I really wanted to find a solution, and I cannot remember how, but by chance, I saw the website, or I got to know the italki website. So at first, I just posted some notebook entries in order to get corrections. But after a while, I saw myself that I want to actually speak English. I just don't want to just enhance my writing. And among these four skills of reading, writing, listening, and speaking, I am very into speaking. So I really love to speak. So I thought that it would be a very good idea to ask native speakers to give me corrections when I send them or when I send them a audio record. So you can maybe you can believe it or maybe you cannot. I DM'd more than 100 native speakers at that
Oh my
time.
goodness.
Yeah, and I had prepared myself. This is very important, I think. I had prepared myself to face rejections from native speakers, because when you ask for something for free, there is absolutely this chance that you will get rejected. So I faced a lot of rejections, and I give them the right. So, but you just have to be lucky one time, and that happened for me. So to get to know native speakers, to send them audios like you, and receive feedback. So I think that you have to be brave enough if you really want something good to happen for you or to level up yourself. And I am a kind of person who always want to become the best version of himself. So that was the passion that pushed me to be brave enough to ask for help. And one thing that I should add is that many learners think that if you ask for a help, you will, get yourself down, or that will get you lower, if I am using a correct English. But this is not true. It is not something that they can, they can take from you. You can actually, don't have this kind of mindset. Just think about your goals and just go for them.
Yes. Good. So I had no idea that you DM'd more than 100 people. Wow. To be very honest, I'm not sure I would have had the courage to do that. But I don't know. I have not been in that kind of situation yet, but I think preparing yourself for rejection or for people to say no, I agree with you. That is very important. And so I have a little bit of a surprise question connected to that because I don't know what kind of feedback you were expecting, but I decided to send you audio feedback instead of written feedback. So the first part of the question is, were you expecting written feedback? And do you think the audio feedback is helpful?
Yeah, definitely. I'm expecting a written fee. I mean, in rejection, native speakers would usually reject you with a written sentence. And I had faced many that we don't have. Am I answering the question right or wrong?
Almost. What I mean is the feedback. So after I said yes, I would help you, and then you sent me your first recording, and I decided to answer with a recording. Were you expecting me to answer with written corrections and feedback, or were you expecting an audio?
I would expect an audio.
Okay. I was not sure because very often for this kind of thing, first of all, to be honest, I usually do it for pay, not for free. And usually I answer in written format, or I might choose to do audio format, but usually I do it in a written format.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to note that you were expecting me to give you audio feedback. And has that been useful and helpful?
Yeah, for sure. For example, the audio feedback are really helpful, because even still today, for example, I always listen to your feedback when you give me a feedback like 20 minutes. And when I am going to classes, when I am on my way to home, instead of just picking a music, which is not it cannot add to my knowledge, but receiving feedback, I think, is much better, and you can actually see your mistakes. So instead of a music, I play your recordings and I try to imitate. I try to, for example, after listening to a feedback, I try to say a sentence. I try to, shape a topic in my head or create a topic in my head and try to use it. Definitely that is helpful, and I think that you may see the improvements in my speaking. I'm not very sure, but I think that I improved a lot.
Yes, I agree. You have. And so I think what you're saying is that no matter the teacher, not so much about the teacher, because this is about you, but about the audio format, it helps you to get the pronunciation, the tone, and the sentence.
Yeah, exactly. And let me just clarify it. In this specific case, for example, I cannot, when I talk to a non-native speaker, we just speak and speak. And for example, even if he's a teacher, he just say that you speak very good, or you have a very good fundamental in English. But he cannot pinpoint, or he cannot stop me when we are talking or we are interacting with each other. But by sending audio record, you can pinpoint to me where my mistakes are. And especially when I am sending the audio to a native speaker, so there is for sure there is an improvement for the one who is sending the audio.
Now that is a very good point. I like audio myself, but I know not everyone does. So sometimes I think it depends on the learner, but I also think audio has a lot of value for listening skills, for pronunciation, for being able to connect a vocabulary word that maybe you know in writing, but being able to recognize how it is pronounced. So, thank you very much for sharing that.
And that was part two of my interview with Amireza. My question for this episode is, what are some things you can do to get help with or feedback on your English like Amireza is doing? Again, what things can you do to get help with or feedback on your English like Amireza is doing? Please go to the show notes for this podcast episode and leave a comment. I love hearing your stories and your thoughts. Also in the show notes, you will find a link to iTalki, which is where I met Amiraiza and where you can find some great ways to get feedback on your English. Also, you will find a link to click on if you want to support this podcast with a small money gift. Your small money gift will help me to continue producing this podcast. But if you can't, it's okay. I want to say thank you again to Amiraiza for participating in this podcast. Also, I want to say thank you to Neil, my friend and colleague, for his lovely flute music. And finally, I want to say thank you to you for listening. You have been listening to the English Like an Eagle podcast, helping your English skills fly high from hollytreeenglish.com. This is Holly, or Teacher Holly, saying goodbye until next time.